you sort of have the businessman angle all to yourself in this race now with Donald Trump's decision.
Yes.
Is that good?
That is very good. I was asked, as you know, in the debate a little over a week ago in South Carolina about the fact that I had not held public office. And I stated, I'm very proud that I have never held public office, because most of the people in Washington, D.C., they have held public office. How's that working out for us? It's not. We have a mess on our hands. And what distinguishes me is my experience of over 40 years of solving problems. And that starts with making sure you're working on the right problem, making sure that you set the right priorities. And when you're talking about setting the right priorities in government, that is putting the right amount of money there to solve the problem. As an example, people are giving lip service to securing the border, but they haven't put the money there in order to secure the border the way we ought to secure it. Thirdly, make sure that you surround yourself with the right people. This is what business people do, successful business people do. And fourthly, if you've got the right people, you've identified the right problems, you can put together the right plans to execute them. And where I will be different from many of the others that have held the office is that I will then make sure that I engage the American people on a regular basis to understand the solutions, not write a 2,700-page piece of legislation that nobody wants and then shove it down the people's throats. Absolutely not. And so my approach to problem solving is what I think will distinguish me from the other candidates as this campaign goes on.
What would be your approach to the debt ceiling?
My approach to the debt ceiling would be to not raise the debt ceiling. And that means that you identify, number one, interest we owe on our debt, pay the interest, pay our military and their families, pay the Medicare bills, and send people their Social Security checks. Those are required. Those are mandatory. That you don't want to create pain there. Then you take and reprioritize everything else, even if you have to do some severe cuts. Because under most of the conditions that they say that they might put on it, short of requiring a balanced budget amendment, they're going to be right back and ask for another increase in the debt ceiling. So I wouldn't raise it. I would force the hard discipline now.
Are congressional Republicans wrong to be negotiating over increasing the ceiling?
Yes. I think they should just say it's not going to be an increase. It's not going to be an increase. That's the approach that I would take.
So do you feel your chances here in Iowa have improved, not now that not only Donald Trump but also Mike Huckabee have decided not to run?
Yes, they have improved, but my chances were pretty good even before they made those announcements. There have been several polls here in Iowa that have shown that I was in either number one or number two in several selected polls, straw polls, as well as when Congressman King had his conservative values conference. I won that straw poll. So I've been winning a lot of straw polls that some people in the media keep ignoring. So we already had started to build a very strong base of people on the ground, people that have heard me, they know my message, they know what my approach is. So yes, it does probably create another opportunity for me. But in the case of Mike Huckabee, you know, when people say, well, he would have drawn a lot of the social conservatives, well, I think that the social conservatives might split into any number of candidates depending on who they want to support. I think that my business background, my problem-solving ability is what's going to attract a lot of people. I am socially conservative, so I'll probably pick up some of those, but not necessarily all of them.
So therefore, Trump's departure is more important than Huckabee's departure?
Actually, let me see if I can't say this politically correct, and I'm not real good at being politically correct.
Well, then don't try.
Okay. I was never threatened or concerned about Donald Trump in the first place, to be perfectly honest, because being a bully is not a leadership strategy, not if you want to lead the United States of America. And so I'm not surprised that he's not running, nor is Chris Wallace of Fox News. Chris Wallace even predicted Trump isn't going to run because he has made innuendos twice before, and he didn't run. And so he has bowed out again.
When are you going to formally make an announcement?
Saturday.
Saturday?
This coming Saturday, May 21st, high noon, Centennial Olympic Park in Atlanta.
You will announce for president.
I will announce something on Saturday. Trick question, dude.
Okay.
One more question.
Gingrich is touring the state today. What differentiates you from him?
He has more experience than all of the other candidates put together with respect to politics. I respect that. He's also one of the brightest, most intellectual people that we have in the conservative movement today. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. What distinguishes me from him is over 40 years of business experience, where he's had over 40 years of political experience. And I think that the over 40 years of business experience is resonating a lot more with people than simply having political experience. Knowing how Washington works isn't necessarily an advantage. As a businessman going in, I don't want to know how Washington works. I want to change Washington, D.C. And so by not knowing how it is supposed to work, I can ask tough questions that'll help change the culture. That's my objective.